Well, happy Palm Sunday to one and all. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 21 in verse 10 will serve as our text. The title of this message comes right from the words of our text, "Who is this?" So I'm going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 21 in verse 1. We're going to take this through verse 11. This is Matthew's account of the triumphal entry of our Lord into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. This event is so significant that it is recorded by all four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, "The Lord has need of them." And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." This event caused quite a stir in all of the city for two reasons. First, at the feast of the Passover was near. And the second reason stems from it. Messianic expectations were high. Could this Jesus of Nazareth be the long-awaited king of Israel? The question that was raised that day about Jesus is the same one that I raised to you this morning. Who is this? It is the inescapable question. Even if you avoid answering it in this life, an accountability will still be demanded of you in the next. A sermon will follow along three lines. First, who the divinely inspired New Testament writers say that Jesus is. Second, who Jesus himself says that he is. And third, how the answer ought to move you. First, who the New Testament writers say that Jesus is. He is God, the second person of the triune God, Creator, Life, and light of the world and of men. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jesus is also the one who has power over nature. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, Where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him. Who is this? The disciples were left talking to themselves, asking, Who is this? Jesus Christ also has the power to forgive sins. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. And then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise, take up your bed, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, go to your house. Immediately arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this. Who is this? Now the whole city, even the scribes are talking to themselves, asking, Who is this? The Apostle Paul, several years later, writes this, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Is there any question still unanswered in the minds of any here? Let us see who Jesus himself says that he is. When Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ, our Lord affirmed that this is in fact the truth. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Jesus went so far on one occasion to invoke the divine name and apply it to himself. In John chapter 8, in verse 58, we read, Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. They understood exactly what he was saying. He was claiming to be one and the same, the God of Israel who appeared to Moses in the burning bush passage. And they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Jesus himself also said that he is the only way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. During his trial, under oath, the Savior identified himself as the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, and the King of Glory. And the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, it is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of heaven. And then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look now, you have heard his blasphemy. Having laid out all of this evidence from the biblical record, the question now comes around to you. When faced with the inescapable question, who is this? All the city was moved. The question and your consideration of who Jesus is ought to move you, wherever you're at in your life, whatever the state of your spirit is. Jesus Christ was the talk of the city of Jerusalem in his day. But it could hardly be argued that he gets more than a wink and a nod in this city, in our day. Why is that? Well, the old guard goes through the motions, many for no other reason than that they are steeped up in their traditions. Some of the younger folks are too often trying to remake Jesus into their own image. They want a savior of their liking. If the Lord were here today, the cancel culture and the progressive woke churchgoers would be trying to shut him down. Many will have nothing of holiness and Bible standards. They like their sin too much. They embrace the trending deviant lifestyles of this age while rejecting the Son of God who teaches godliness in this age and of eternal life in the age to come. Ask each and every one of you, who is this? Jesus made his triumphal entry 2,000 years ago, and he will one day, any day that he so chooses, return in that cloud to gather all true Christians to himself once for all. Don't be left behind. Just as sure as our text says, when he had come, he surely will come. He came the first time to deal with the sin problem. But he's coming back to finish the salvation which he has begun. Are you so moved this morning to a decision for Christ? I hope so. I never want to take it for granted that all in my hearing are truly converted. Are you so moved to make a vow of repentance, to turn from your backslidings. Who is this? Who is Jesus Christ to you? Is he the talk of your home? Is he the subject of your meditations this Easter season? He gives you 168 hours in a week, right? 24 hours in a day. Do you give him the time of day? The Savior is entering into your Jerusalem this morning. Will you lay down the palm branches of welcome and invite him into the home of your heart this morning? So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for all that you have done from beginning to end. Thank you for finishing all that needs to be done for our salvation. If there are any in my hearing today who have not done the one needful thing, to reach out right now to you through your Son Jesus by faith. May you put it in the heart of that one to do so. Lord, too many of us have been playing games, playing around the edges when it comes to matters of our soul. Lord, forgive each one to the degree that you've done that. Truly, we are sinners, but yet we are the sheep of your pasture. And we thank you that when we stray, that you pick us up, put us on your shoulders, carry us back. Lord, may your word have a great effect of revival in your people today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.